La 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 la. Oh oh oh. La 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 la. If every day was just a dream, then who would I wanna be? Today I think I'll be the queen, flying through a time machine. Oh my my, discover what's deep inside. Oh my my, loving everything I find. La 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 la.
Welcome to Women Uncensored, a cutting-edge radio show that is bound to take you on an evolutionary journey as we take real life to the next level. We promise to inspire you. It's bold, it's powerful, it's sexy, it's hot. With your hosts, Cornelia Dengel, Susan Glavin, and Krista Birch.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and what a beautiful Friday it is. I don't know about where you're at, but the sun's been shining here all day, and it's so beautiful. So I just want to thank you for listening in, for those of you who are listening in, and I hope you're outside letting the sun caress your face. Susan Glavin here with Women Uncensored, and we have our beautiful Cornelia Dengel, and our beauty Krista Kaufman is back on the air, and we're so grateful for that. She's been having an amazing journey helping the planet bring in all kinds of love on the and anchor that in. I know the last week she's been really diligently and pleasantly doing that for us, so, and I'm sure she'll be sharing more of that with us later. And I would like for our girls to just give a quick hello to everybody.
Hello, this is Krista. It is not sunny where I am, but I'm going to just steal it right on through you, Susan. And yeah, very happy to be here and excited about our topic today. Angels, as I said at the beginning to these beautiful women, said I could use a prayer today, so I'm excited to go with this. How about you, Cornelia?
Hey, you beautiful, radiant, magnificent, gorgeous beings of light. Woohoo! Hello, it's Cornelia, and I am excited to be here today. I love this topic of angels and our support team. And then, of course, our ground team. Our ground team, we've got to have our ground team, too. So I'm looking forward to illuminate hear all the tips and all the wonderful ways that we connect with each other. So great topic, Susan. Can't wait for you to open this up for us.
Okay, and so I shall. So I want everybody to kind of, who's listening in, to really just kind of tune into what your experience has or has not been when it comes, where it comes to the angelic realms, you know, our personal guides, our angelic guides, our, you know, our nature guides, the divas. And I, believe me, I am no expert. I'm no Doreen Virtue here, okay? But I have, and I'm just going to share a couple of stories with you. You know, I have drawn angel cards for many years. You know, it's just been part of my daily, some angel cards, you know, goddess cards, angel cards. Most of them are, you know, by Doreen Virtue, although I do have a deck that I love called Angel Blessings by Kimberly Maroney, who I'm going to share a little piece of her intro in her book. But it hasn't been until, I guess it's been like the last 3 years, really, that I have experienced seeing angels. I mean, I didn't realize that that's what they were until someone brought that to my attention. I always would see these beautiful lights that would flash in the room. I'd be talking to someone or people would be talking. All of a sudden, I'd see this flash of light in the room. I'm going, oh, interesting. I really got something. And then someone told me, then I used to say, oh, angel. And that's what I would say, angel. And then they started being different colors, which is very interesting, these beautiful blues and greens and sometimes pink. And then I was guided to have a reading by this amazing woman. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see if Francine will come on our show sometime. You guys would love her. Anyway, she is, they call her a trans channeler, where she actually leaves her physical body and has divine energies come into her and give readings to people in the room. And I was invited to actually one of the second times that she had done this. This started happening to her automatically. She didn't realize what was happening. She would leave, she'd come back, and people would be like, what just happened here? So I had a wonderful experience with Francine. Felt really good. I really always tune in to see, does this feel right? Is this resonating with my body? Is there anything off here for me? And there wasn't. So I went ahead and did it, and it really supported me greatly on my journey, which that's what I feel most readings like that I should do, is definitely empower us some way on our journey. And that's what this one did for me. And after I had that reading, which she had told me, she says, you know, you are beautiful. The angel that came through for me was Hanael, which is evidently my guardian angel and has been forever. And it was so great. I didn't know anything about her. And I looked her up on the internet when I got home, and she's about joy. Well, it's like my favorite thing, okay? Joy is like my favorite word, and she's about passion. And I'm like, I love passion. I'm a passionate girl. I love when I'm passionate. So I was not surprised that she was my guardian angel. And not only that, but she told me, no, she says, do you speak to them about us? And I'm like, who's them, and what are you talking about? And you know, they were talking about, do I speak to people about the angels? And, you know, I knew that I had seen them, and I would let people know if they were in the room, but I didn't really know anything about them. So I started doing a little research, not a lot, but enough to, you know, to get familiar. And then I started just really talking to Hanael. I talked to Hanael, and then all of a sudden I had two others come in. Sandalphon and Jeremiah, that were two other angels that started having conversations with me. And it's been pretty amazing, the guidance that I have received from them, especially when I have something that's been really challenging for me and I just need some clear guidance. So I've gotten some really good information. And so for me, it was a process of really trusting that and really knowing that, yes, this is available, this information. The veils are so thin, I feel now, especially, that all we need to do is ask, because it's like they're waiting for us. They're here to support us. They know, man, it can be a bitch sometimes, you know. It can be really challenging for us. I mean, we know that these challenges are beautiful opportunities for growth, yes, but there are times, I don't know about you guys, when I'm on my knees going, what the, you know, hell's going on here? So there's times when that's when I call upon them for that help. And it's just amazing. I always, always get that light, that support, that little piece that I needed just to bring me back up on my feet and to regain my power and what I'm here to do. So, you know, I feel that it's been an important part of my life evolution, is to build this relationship, that's what it's been, to really build this relationship with the unseen realms, or seen. Some people see them, some people don't, some people feel them, some people hear them, but just to be able to open that up for, you know, is a curious thing to see and then see how that unfolds. So I've had some really interesting conversations. As a matter of fact, I had one just the other day that kind of blew me away, because I called upon the seraphim angels, which are kind of elusive. There's not a lot of information about the seraphim angels, and I was a little scared at first to even call upon them, but I have been doing that more, and I feel like I have a better relationship with them now. And it's so funny, because they're no shit angels, because when I asked them, I said, I need some guidance. And you know what they said to me immediately? It was like, Claire Isabel, guide yourself. And I was like, oh, my God. I went, okay. It was like, and that's what I'm noticing, too. It's like we have the power. We know what to do. Sometimes we need that support, but for me right now in my life, what I'm experiencing, it's time for me to stand in that sovereign power. Of course, we have the love and support of the angelic realm, but I'm just really seeing how important it is for me to own, embody, honor, and embrace my angelic divinity, my awesomeness, my magnificence here on the planet. So I'm getting a little lesson from the angel realm, too, about how to do that. But I would love to hear from you two girls. I would like to read a little something first, and then I'd love to hear from you gals about what your experience is, what your practice is, if you have one, where you actually talk with the angels or who it is you do talk to, your higher self or, you know, the guides that you have. I've got I have a Mayan guide. I have a Indian guide. His name's White Thunder. I have this beautiful goddess warrior. Her name's Shayla. And then I have this beautiful fairy called Fabrina who kind of zips in and out. But I got to know them very intimately when I was in Bolivia when I first saw them for the first time. But I would love to read this. This is from the Angel Blessing Book, which I think is a really powerful card deck and book. But what Kimberly Maroney says in it, she says, the purpose of Angel Blessings, this book, is to spark the remembrance of your own truth in the same way that creating this game has awakened mine. Look for yourself in the angels. Very, very powerful. Look for yourself in the angels. Search for everything that keeps you separate from your truth, including beliefs concerning the traditional angelic heresy. So, you know, it's like, and that's what I noticed. There were different levels: the higher level, the middle level, the lesser level, and that just didn't kind of fit for me. So it was really wonderful that she said this. It's like, really look and see if that's true for you. Don't believe everything that you read or hear, but to really to tune into yourself and see if it's true for you. Dive into your feelings as you explore this bridge to spirit. The angels are calling you to a lifelong path of self-transformation. Your own eternal self has guided you to this point and has already called upon many of these angels. So some of them may feel familiar. With attunement, they will become your deep and lasting friends. The more you give to them and are willing to receive, the more they will surround you with unimaginable love and joy. When you finally surrender your divine truth, you will open the way to a life beyond anything you could ever dream of for yourself. So I love that. So that's kind of what I kind of like to open that up for you two, and I'd love for you to share with us any experiences you've had with the angelic realms and what kind of practice you use to engage that conversation and to create that deep connection.
Hi, girl. Would you like me to go, Krista?
Yes, please.
Okay. I love this topic. I love that we're having this conscious awareness today and really bringing the consciousness to this. You know, for me, it's a really interesting, this is Cornelia here, a few years back when I really fully accepted responsibility for myself as a creator, I had a really hard time listening to anything outside of myself as authority. And so I pretty much was really just focusing on my own authority, on my own guidance, on really taking responsibility for myself. And I think that I listened to a talk, I think, a few years ago that really rocked me to the core of the truth of that had such truth for me. And when I heard this person say that, when I heard this person give this talk, and the person basically said, you know, do it yourself. When I heard that, that really rocked me to my core that, you know, there isn't any reason that a sovereign being, a divine creator, really can't do it themselves, that there isn't anyone that is going to come in and save me. There isn't anyone that's going to come in and do it for me. I have to do it for myself. So this has been my practice, and it's been very, very rewarding because I've really been able to move past all those programs and all that. However, I do know that I have my support team, and I do know that I have my guidance. I also love pulling drawing my cards, and I love my guides. My guides are Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. I work with a lot of the feminine energy that I really love, and I get my guidance from there. But mainly it has to do right now with me and my higher self. That's really the place that I'm working with. What I'm discovering is that the more that I relax, and this is a practice, this is something for everybody to do, that the more quiet we become, the more that we just relax and be with ourselves and really truly relax into our body and just be and allow for the guidance to come, you know, whether that's other aspects of you, your higher self, angels, messengers, you know, to really truly relax and be in that space where you can really receive the guidance. That's the place to really come to, because in that center we can all receive the answers if we just relax enough and get quiet enough to hear, because all the other stuff is just a distraction. It's just an illusion. And, you know, one of the things is that I occasionally I'll have these prophetic dreams that really mean something. And this last past week, I had the most amazing dream. And I know that it is becoming a reality in my physical reality, because just every single time my conscious awareness remembers the dream or thinks about it, I just get filled up with joy. So what was happening is that I was with a guide in the dream, or an angel, and then even this morning I thought it must have even been my higher self that I was sitting with. And so we were sitting together, and we were looking at papers, and it almost looked like it was a scroll. So we were looking at the papers, and in the papers it said that I'm going to be receiving an inheritance. And I said, so that's what my guide said, you're going to be receiving an inheritance. And I said, oh, really? From who? And then we looked further, and it said that it was from a woman named Victoria. And anyway, it was just a really wonderful experience. And so then the next morning when I was doing my dream journal and really analyzing what that dream means to me, I found that what it meant is that I'm receiving my divine inheritance as a sovereign being, that I am awakening and remembering who I am, my organic blueprint, and that inheritance is becoming a reality. And I am receiving that in this woman's body, in this woman's body that I'm carrying and that I'm walking in, and I'm receiving it victoriously. And that to me, just that guidance and trusting and knowing that is real, that right there is more profound than anything that anyone could tell me. It's more profound than anything that someone could say, this is what it's going to be or this is how it is, because it's through my own knowing. And it's through our own knowing and our own authority that we become embodied beings, because we live the experience. and that's how we know things. It's beyond belief. It's really moving beyond belief and moving into that place of knowing. And so that was my my recent amazing experience with my divine guidance. And so, yeah. Wow, what a journey. So, Krista, I'm looking forward to hearing hearing you share about your experience with guides and angels.
Okay. Well, thank you, Susan, for the introduction and, you know, all of your kind of setting the stage, and Cornelia for your unveiling of what this concept is for you and how it moves through you. And yeah, angels, I think angels are all about, they always have been. I really liked what you said, Cornelia, about this is my truth, learning to find your truth. And on that point, I feel like for me, I get to believe whatever I want and whatever I believe is true. And so I would say that it is also true in this realm, maybe even more true, because it is a way of just knowing, aha, it's like an aha. It's like when Cornelia was talking about the settling or the quiet. For me, it's more of a settling, and there's like no fight inside. And I have so much fight inside my belly and inside my mind. I can make myself crazy. And then when the simple truth or the word comes or the moment comes or the person shows up, everything is still. That's how I experience those divine moments with, as we're calling, angels or guides. My own experience is very grounded in the earth and also illuminated in the sky. As a child, I ran free a lot in the woods and in the fields, over the rocks and in the rivers, and I was surrounded by angels and fairies and animals that would peek out and come and speak to me, plants. So it was a very natural thing, and not one that I thought about until much later. And I went through a lot of despair in my teens and 20s, and I shut down a lot. And I think because I closed down so much, the place that I found solace in those times was in the sky. So as Susan was talking about the angels being like bursts of light, the stars remained that for me, and they still do. I was just outside last night with my dog, and the moon is getting so bright in the stars. And to me, I can ask a question to the sky, and I'm drawn. Energetically, I'm drawn, and visually, but drawn energetically to this place in the sky. But then I focus, and I get an answer. Or I get some information. Sometimes I don't even ask. So my journey, the way my practice is to not know. To not know. I spent so much time going to workshops and learning and studying and memorizing. And that was all good, but it was also a lot of pressure in my system because I could get it wrong. You know, I mean, there are some things you need to study and you need to know. And then this realm we're speaking about, this energy, this vibration, this higher knowing, this higher plane of consciousness that is raining, literally I'm sitting in the rain, raining down on us at this moment and in this time on the planet right now, in the next month, right, a full eclipse of the sun and the moon first and then the sun. That light that's illuminating down
is a place that you don't have to study for. And you can't get it wrong. And that's my practice. I do a lot of work in the tantric realm, which one of the foundations is everything is an experiment. And the only failed experiment is to not collect any data. That's it. It took drama out of my life, and it also gave me back this curiosity of a child to really look and see in an open way, like, how did I experience this? How might I want to experience this next time? And it just took that right and wrong out. And it's the same experience I have with the divine. I happen to choose goddess cards often. I don't have like a chosen goddess. I feel like I'm constantly going through different stages and different formations. And also animal guides I'm very drawn to. And right now, the last animal guide that came to me was a coyote. Before that, it was a wolf. So I don't know what will be next, but it's a very interesting topic, and I'm so glad you brought it up today, because it's a beautiful conversation to have about to be open to not knowing. And as Cornelia so elegantly showed us, that when the information comes and choosing to, that you just pay attention and you go, ah. And when I think about it, which is not necessarily a great thing to do, but when I think about it, oftentimes, and maybe even most times, and I hate to say all times because I don't really believe in that, but it's better than where I was going unaided. So with that, let's continue this conversation. Thanks for listening.
That's awesome. Chris, I just want to say, you know, in the animal deck, I love the animal. I have the animal cards as well, and I'm really love how you brought the nature into it. And, you know, I totally didn't even think about that. And that is another way, really, that, you know, nature speaks to us, you know, through the plants, the elementals, the animals. And I love the animal deck. Anyway, you're speaking of the coyote, and in the animal deck, that is the trickster. And and then you were speaking of the wolf, and the wolf is the teacher. And so I love when the animals speak to us. This morning I had the opportunity to, to drive before the sun was even coming up, and to be able to see, you know, the eagles take flight and high above, and just really flying, you know, high above my life, and looking down what the eagle is soaring above. And so that's also, those are also our guides, right, Susan? Yeah.
Are you sure, Susan? Where are you?
Susan?
You're breaking up.
Are you muted?
Oops, sorry, guys. I am sorry. I was muted.
Hi, Susan.
I hear this. Hi, Susan. Hi, you guys. I love that. And thank you both. It's just, I love to hear each of your own personal experience with this. And that's what's so beautiful. It's our own individual experience about how we develop this relationship with nature, with, you know, with our angelic realms, with the sky, with the sun. It's so funny, Krista, just this morning when I went on my walk, I did a thing where I put my fingers out together over my heart, and the sun was right there, and I just take in the sun's rays through my heart. So I know what it is to kind of embrace that part of nature. For me also as a child, nature was my refuge, okay?
Right.
That was the place that I used to go. That's where I went, and that's where I go to this day. It was so funny because in my meditation today, when I was talking to the angels, one of the things I said, is there a message for me? And they say, what came was harbor no doubt. And it said, harbor no doubt, you are the magnificence that you see in nature. And I was like, wow, because I am so in awe and in honor of Mother Nature. You know, it's just for me, that is my place. So I love how each of us has our own individual experience about how we embody and embrace and deepen that connection, how whatever that is for us. And I so love, because I feel the same thing. I remember it was a couple few years ago, just before I went to Bolivia, I think, where I had that same thing where I couldn't read anything. I couldn't, no outside influence whatsoever, nothing. It was like it was my own really discovering what was true for me, and I'm in that spiral, and now I've hit it again, where it's that place again where I was actually going to go see someone that I loved that was here in Portland last Saturday night, and I was meditating before I went. I said, no, don't go, only because there would be outside influence. And it was like, it's not time for that.
Yeah,
and I really listened to
like it. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it was like it wasn't time for that, and it's so great for me to go, yes, that's true, because I love what you said, whatever I believe is true, Krista, it's like that's what I'm getting. If that is my deep desire, if my desire is this, that is done. That's how I'm feeling, like there's this power, this like owning and honoring my sovereignty in a way that I have not experienced before. And I'm telling you, it's called radical faith, because I'm telling you, it's like I am learning that to the core of my being. And I am, it's been like on my knees and elated at times, like, well, this is a good one. And I am so willing to do that so that other people, too, can have that same experience. Because I know that if I can embody this, then many can embody this. And, you know, I don't know exactly how this is going to unfold, but I love the not knowing. Sometimes I feel expansive in that place, and sometimes it seems very constricting for me. But I just know when I'm there, and it's okay, too. So beautiful conversation.
Yeah, and I love it, because we're always, you know, being guided. You know, we're always being guided if we just really allow. I think, again, you know, I keep seeing the spiral of expand and release, expand and release, expand and release. And, you know, when we did the last Creative Heart Retreat, my talk was about balance, but my talk was also about, you know, stepping into your own authority and not really believing an outside source unless you've walked the path yourself, so that you can really trust your own inner heart and really know that to be true, because a belief is something that can be changed, but really to experience something, to really know it to be true, you have to have walked that path, and that's how we become our own authority, that's how we become our own, you know, that's how we become that knowing. And so how divinely guided, you know, we always are, and to just surrender into the unknown, and also of the allowing, and just allowing for the events to unfold, because it's natural for that to happen. It's natural for events to unfold and for everything to come to you, instead of you running after it and pushing to make things happen. Just like I was guided to set a date to do the Creative Heart Retreat, which was on the March equinox. I had so much interference during that time, with so many different things, that so many curveballs that were being thrown at me to possibly not do the retreat. But my inner guidance kept guiding me to do it, no matter what, to just keep showing up and keep showing up. And I remember my inner child was wounded and present, and my shadow was up and present, and there were many times when I just wanted to lay down and hide underneath the covers and not come out and not do this. And but there was a greater calling. There was something greater going on. And I didn't know. Again, it was the unknown. I didn't know what it was. There wasn't someone that was standing here telling me, you need to do this, or this is what you have to do. There's something great happening on the planet if you do this. And, you know, this is a very auspicious time, but it was just that inner guidance. And it was just so interesting. Just yesterday I received this post. And in the post, this woman, who I highly respect, talked about the equinox reflect, the equinox, which was in March 21st. The equinox reflects the moment on Earth when day and night are balanced. It also reflects the cosmic moment when the in-breath and the out-breath of our Father, Mother, God are brought into perfect balance. And when the equinox occurred on March 20th and 21st, humanity was vibrating at a level of Christ consciousness that allowed our I Am presence to breathe in this holy breath. And our pineal and pituitary glands into our right and left brain hemispheres. And what was really interesting is the group of people that I called together, that I was called to call together, one of the women was doing a talk on the pituitary gland and on the pineal gland. And it's just amazing when we trust that inner guidance. And it was such an amazing time when we come together as groups to do group work together. And just to really trust that guidance. So I'm just amazed. You know, I'm amazed at the unfoldings of the magnificence of what is happening if we just allow and surrender and let go of control of, you know, of how we think it should be and surrender to the greater unknown. And really that's the place to live life from. I have no idea, you know, what's going to happen or what the plan is or whatever, other than I'm just delighted, so delighted to be here, and I am so grateful that I've been tenacious enough to stay the course and willing to undo these ridiculous programs that we have been, programmed to be. So the truth is that we're here to remember who we are, and that's, you know, this last 26,000-year cycle that we have just lived is all who we were not. And the time is now for us to embrace the magnificent beings that we are. And that involves, you know, magic, miracles, prosperity, vibrant health, all the beautiful things that we came here to experience on this planet. And just to embody that and be that, that's the new way. That's the way. So that's what I'm excited to be here. And I'm excited to have this conversation with you all about that today.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Woohoo! And it mm-hmm. is done. I love it. mm-hmm. Yes, we're a courageous bunch, okay? I'm just saying. You know, I'm telling you, I mean, I look around the people, and I've felt this way for years, and I don't remember, I think it was Jim Self, Cornelia, that shared this with us in 2009 when I believe it was himself that said that we're all masters here.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was the one that said that. And when he said that, it just changed my whole way of looking at life and people in life. And I don't care who it is, you know, that I see, I know that they're here on this planet at this most auspicious, incredibly challenged, amazing, extraordinary, magnificent time because they were asked to, because they had something to give to help this evolution. So for me, I love that. I love to know that we're all in this together, and it may not always look that way, but it is. So So that gives me great peace, and knowing that we're all in this together. And although our journeys are individual, because we all have our peace that we're here to see, to remember, whatever that is. But boy, I'll tell you, it's sure wonderful to have a team like you all and the other circles of women and people that I'm close to in my life to really support on this journey. And you know, it's incredibly exciting to be here, and it's there are times when I'm like, I don't know what the heck's going to happen, but most of the time it's like I'm very excited to be witness to what's happening on the planet today.
You know, you mentioned something really that I wanted to bring up, and I because I gave this thought today, it reminded me this morning when I was driving home to my house about the team, and it reminded me of the call today that you wanted to speak about the team of angels and our team, our support team. And, you know, and I thought about my support team and how grateful I am. And then I also thought about my team here on Earth, my support team here on Earth, and who really is in my immediate environment, you know, that is on my team. And, of course, because I'm such a self-love activist, I always think about myself first, not out of ego self, but just because I'm so grateful to be on my own team. I'm so freaking grateful to be on my team, and I would want me to be on my team, you know, because I know that I am going to show up. I'm going to be there, and people can count on that. People that are in my circle of friends and my people, they know they can count on me because that's who I am, and I love that about me. And I was thinking about, because I was driving to my mom's house, I was going over there to put up garage sale signs because her and her beloved were having a garage sale. So I went over there to go put up the signs, and I was thinking about my mom and how I love her and how I love her being on my team and how I love being on her team. I didn't have to go there this morning to bring those signs at 6:30 this morning. I could have dropped them off last night. But I wanted to be a support to her and go put up the signs for her so that she didn't have to do it. So this is the kind of thing. It's like really being in integrity with who you are and how you're showing up in the world and how you're showing up with the people that matter to you, that are important to you, and who's in your circle of influence, and who are those people that mean something to you, that you show them that. Because it's about that action, right? It's, you know, because words, you know, are just words. And so, and then, of course, it made me think about my friends, the new ones that are coming in that I'm cultivating some amazing relationships with, and then some friends from my past that I'm strengthening my relationships with, which is also fabulous. And those are the people that I want on my team, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sounds like a great team. But, you know, the team of one is where it all begins, right?
Yeah.
It's true. And I love that. And I don't think I said it before, but when I was going back through around the angel, you know, you guys relate to this? I mean, seeing angels in front of us in the physical form. I feel like my grandmother, my father's mother was an angel, but I see them sometimes, and I look, and I know that they're here, and then sometimes they're just, I look around, and they're gone, like they just disappeared. And then other times, I might see them more than once, but you know what I mean? Like, they're also in bodies sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Don't you think that we're also part of that embodiment, Krista? Do you feel that we also are part of that?
I do, yes. I do. I think that, you know, like what you just said, you know, you are an angel for your mother, you know, and you have people in your life that are angels for you. And yes, I do. Like another one of those things, like if what you believe, what you know is true, what you feel and what you sense is true. And I know that I have angels about me in the physical form as well. And like what you're saying, Cornelia, picking your team. Who do you want on your team?
Yeah, I think that's a really key piece is that, you know, really, because again, you know, with that team, that's who your support team is. You know, and that's how you get to experience yourself without trauma in the bigness of who you are. Right, because as you continue on unfolding, who are the people that are really able to be there with you and receive you and witness you and celebrate you that you can share yourself with and love
right.
And give your love to? Who can really, because I have noticed that too, that some people fall away because they just can't, they're just not there.
They feel, right, those people, the people in my life, how I've experienced it is they're not comfortable. They want me the way I was. They're not, like, you. I love how you said, they celebrate you. I mean, those are the ones that I just, you know, I return to many times, right? And I return less to the ones who aren't able to, for whatever reason, is not the time for them.
Yeah.
Which is different than
great.
Just, like, staying small, which is also another choice we could make, but not at this time.
Yeah, it's more, it's actually, you know, it's so great because it's getting so uncomfortable for people, if you haven't noticed, to stay small. It's like it's getting brutal, actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the light.
And it's like, oh, my gosh. It's like, oh, I just want to love them up. You know, I just give them lots of loving because I know how challenging it can be to let go of the familiar, you know, and to step into the unknown. Hey, that can be scary territory for people that aren't familiar with that. You know, I've been able to work in and out of that arena for a few years now. So for me, the unknown sometimes is the most comfortable place to be because that's where I know where miracles and magic happen in that place. But that takes some time before you actually get your footing there. So, you know, to really, you know, that blessing, I mean, like I believe we all are embodied angels here on this planet for sure. And to be able to hold that space for people that maybe that aren't showing up in their best. You know, that maybe aren't giving you their best right now, but to be able
I think
to,
they are giving you their best. I really do. I don't have a question about that. I think they are giving you, I mean, the best that they can, right?
Right.
And the thing is, though, you know, I don't necessarily believe either in my experience and what I see that you have to practice a lot. I don't really think
right.
it takes a lot of practice because, as Cornelia pointed out, I mean, we're remembering, and you teach us, and we're remembering who we are. So we've already been here, done that, and we're just, you know, it's just allowing the knowing to take precedence rather than really, I don't even know if it's comfortable. It's just familiar and patterned and habitual. I don't even know if I would say comfortable. I mean, you look at people walking around that aren't choosing it, and they don't look that comfortable to me, you know? They're tight face, tight
definitely
eyes,
wrong word.
Tight
definitely
belly. Right?
The pattern. But I think that the practicing is the been people that have practiced it, Krista, like you and me and Mater Cornelia and other people. It's like, it took me time again to go into that unknown and be okay there, you know, to go back and forth with that place. And I think you're absolutely right that right now you don't have to do that. You can go into the knowing. But I think that's because people have already done that before us that have actually helped set that for us so that it's easier. I think that we're doing that for each other, that we're having those waves of, so that we keep it, we make it an easier path for others. You know, and
part of
being the pioneers and the way shores, you know, this is my take today. It wasn't like that even 5 months ago. But that's just, all I need to do really is just be the role model and embody and not even teach per se outward teaching because I even got this week, and this is still really new for me, so I don't even know how to really put all this into words, but I got this week that everything that I've been remembering now and undoing, here I thought, you know, that it was my role and my job to be out there and speak and coach others and all that. What I got was that what I'm actually doing is I am actually transmitting to my off-world team the information, and now the connection that is going to be formed, that is forming, that now, you know, the codes and the transmissions that are going to be happening is this is the information that now that I'm going to be speaking and sharing with based on the information that I have shared with my soul team off planet. That's, I don't even know how all that, it is, it just, it came in a meditation. You know, what all this means, but it was just like, oh, okay. So here I thought, you know, it's fine. Nothing's wrong. It's just an awareness. But again, it's talking about, you know, unity and becoming, you know, unifying things and really not, being living in separation, right? And so who knows all the unknowns and what's happening. We don't know what's going to happen. We just know that there's a lot of change happening. And so I would like to share that I'm doing a call on Sunday night that's called Being in Right Relationship and Discovering What's True for You. And I'm doing this, I was guided to do this call on Sunday night. The eclipse is on Tuesday. And there's a lot of people right now that I know that are, that a lot of stuff is up for them. And so, and this call is about yourself, your money, your body, your sexuality, how you relate to all the aspects of your life. And I decided to do it on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Pacific time. And again, wanting to do it in a group dynamic because group dynamics is so, so big at this time in our evolution, and all group endeavors really have a special power, and it's beneficial for us all, you know, when one person shares something that they're releasing or letting go of. And what our callers or people that are called to come to this call, what they can expect to receive is illuminate and release any limiting patterns or stuck patterns. Enhance relationships with yourself and those that are closest to you, practical tools and next steps to claiming your life at a whole new level, simple self-discovery process to claim your freedom and how to relate to everything in your life, claiming your power, your inner guru, and being your own authority. And this call will be recorded, too, so that you can listen to it again and again. And if you're interested, go to my website, corneliavangel.com, and look under on the homepage under live events, and it's posted there. And there's also a free ebook that's also going to be part of that call. So that's my share.
Yay! That sounds yummy, honey. I know I definitely shared it with some people on my Facebook today. So thank you for that, and thank you for playing that piece for us and holding that beautiful space for people to have that.
Yes,
it's a wonderful
I love
thing.
It.
Mm-hmm. And it's so funny you would say that about this thing, because I had a meditation thing, too, that happened that was so big. It was actually on last Sunday, I believe, that blew me out about what I was going to be doing here. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even say anything about it because it was so off the chart of what I thought I was going to be doing here. So it's very interesting. Yeah, so I think that anything's up. It's all up, and to totally be in that place of not knowing and not trying to figure anything out, but to really keep that space open and clear so that the highest and the greatest expression of who you are here can be offered to the world. You know, I'm really getting that. So it's just, it's amazing. It's truly amazing times. And wow.
And you know what? And here's the thing. I mean, I just really started embracing this concept, and that is moving beyond belief. So not even buying into any more beliefs even, holding on to any type of beliefs at all, but moving beyond belief. I mean, really reflect on that. Reflect on what that would mean to live in a space of beyond belief. So that means that, I'll give you an example. If you believe that if you eat this bag of chips and that bag of chips is bad for you, that's a belief, and would you be willing to move beyond that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I really like what you're saying, Cordelia, and that sounds amazing, because what I'm feeling is so true. And what I'm knowing in my own experience and others is that we need groups, we need circles, we need community to move this energy more fully inside and through us. We have to do some work. And I remember, doing like therapy and stuff like in the 80s, and it's like, you know, it's all about you. You got to do your own work. And yes, you do have to do certain things, but I feel like what's happening now on the planet with the vibration, the changes, and the downloading of information, groups are so potent for fast-tracking real pattern release and real, uptake of higher vibration that you can utilize right away.
Yes.
Exactly, because the transition,
the transmissions are happening. Even this call
yes.
that is recorded and the information that we're sharing, this high vibration. See, this is what I love. And I love this weekend, you know, like I'm, you know, tidying up the ebook right now, and it's all about right relationship and really focusing all my energy right now on all this high vibrational stuff. Where other people right now are running around outside in drama and they're all distracted about all these other things that are going on, really where to put your focus and your energy into right relationship, high vibrational, beyond belief, freedom type experiences, right? And that's the way, that's really all we need to do is just model that and be those models. I think that even in an email that I shared on our circle group, you and Susan, Krista, I shared an email of a story about how we model and how we embody as masters, the masters of
yeah.
who we really are. And because we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every one of us is. And we just, you know, it's the ones that are claiming it, are owning it. And I, for one, am not going to not claim it and own it anymore. I can't. I will not do that. I am in my sovereignty. I claim my freedom, my unlimited freedom, to move beyond belief and to live in my organic birthright.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I agree,
woo!
You know. And that's why, like with us, you know, and with our greater community, these are the people you want to hang out with that will talk and sing and dance this with you and won't say, you're crazy. What are you talking about? You know, I mean, you know, that's the other thing, right? You can go that way and shut down, or you can really be fed and nourished and really just go beyond what you can do by yourself when you connect. I mean, I really hope anyone that's listening, that you really are connected in. If you aren't, then call us or, you know, get in touch
yeah.
with us and we'll
just
help you
us.
Get connected.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I, too, have been drawn, and I just the last week about getting circles started in some different studios, and it's open. It's like the gates opened. It was so easy and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about these circles of empowerment and bringing that together and having that place for people to be heard, honored, and cherished, you know, and to
yeah.
really bring in some new pieces here. So, yeah, it is so about that. I mean, I feel that, too, and it's extraordinary times, ladies, and wow, how blessed
and
are we.
I want to just really give a quick, you know, shout to this, and that is really make the space for men, you know, make the space for men to be heard, because part of what I've discovered, you know, I do a lot of work with men, and through the Creative Heart, we have our biweekly meetings, and there's, you know, the men, they also need to be heard. It's not just the women. It's also the men that need a space to allow some of their inner anger, their inner, we've talked, Krista, calling it their inner killer to come out and really allow some of those old feelings to come up to the surface so that they, too, can be released because, you know, they, too, have that wounded inner child that had to suppress and shut up and be strong and be a big boy and get on with things. And,
right.
you know, really support these men through this process right now, too, I think is a really key piece. So to have, you know, women's circles is powerful, but also to have a place where men can really be heard and
absolutely.
And acknowledged.
Because
absolutely.
It's really about, in the tantra, too, is like, the inner marriage of the masculine and feminine, no matter what gender body, we need all those parts healthy and whole, no matter
right.
what gender party. So all are invited and all are welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So beautiful call today. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. We'd love to hear from you guys sometime. I know we didn't call out the phone number because we were so involved in this conversation, but y'all know what it is, and we can't wait to hear you next week as Women Uncensored come together to bring some more beautiful vibrational energy into this beautiful planet that we stand upon. So
mm-hmm.
thank you, ladies. And
you guys rock.
Thank you,
we're
Susan.
Amazing.
Thank
you guys
you,
are beautiful. You guys are wonderful.
Thank
All right.
you.
I love you guys.
Love you. And
love
thank
you.
And have a wonderful
Enjoy
weekend.
Enjoy the lunar eclipse.
Yes, hear, hear.
La 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 la, la la. Oh, oh, oh. La 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 la, la la. If every day was just a dream, then who would I wanna be? Today I think I'll be the queen, flying through a time machine. Oh, my, my, discover what's deep inside. Oh, my, my, loving everything I find. La, 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 la.
Welcome to Women Uncensored.